This is the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, August 4th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Benzinga announces free virtual event from binary outcomes to ranges, converting opinions to expectations. Benzinga is hosting a free virtual event titled From Binary Outcomes to Ranges, Converting Opinions to Expectations on August 6th. Investors of all levels can learn how to translate views into market expressions using prediction market frameworks. The session will cover yes-no and plus contracts, connecting these concepts to the S&P 500 index. Expert speakers include Stacy Gilbert and Johnny DiPoci. Register now for valuable insights at benzinga.com/events/binary-outcomes-to-ranges.
The IPO market is heating up, driven by AI. SoFi brings regular investors access. SoFi is bringing regular investors access to the next red-hot offerings. Companies investing in AI initiatives are attracting investor attention, with recent IPOs seeing significant success. SoFi levels the playing field by allowing retail investors to request pre-IPO shares with no account minimums, providing more access to AI IPOs for everyone. $1 trillion breaks. Amazon.com Inc. joins exclusive $3 trillion market cap club. Amazon.com Inc. has joined the exclusive $3 trillion market cap club, becoming just the fifth publicly traded company to achieve this milestone. Following a sharp rally post second quarter earnings, Amazon's market capitalization surpassed $3 trillion, with shares climbing over 15%. The company's strong growth at Amazon Web Services and expanding AI investments had been well received by investors, adding nearly $400 billion in market value. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRant Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRant curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsrant.com to read all of today's news.